الحمد لله أوله بلا أول كان قبله وآخره بلا آخر يكون بعده الذي قصرت عن رؤيته أبصار الناظرين وأجزت عن نعته أوهام الواصفين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا حبيبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين بالقاسم محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين سيما بقية الله العظم بقية الله خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين ولعنة الدائم على أعدائهم وغاصبي حقوقهم ومنكري فضائلهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم وقال الله تعالى في محكم الكتاب المجيد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقي صدق الله العلي العظيم صلاة على محمد وعلى محمد ابتدائی میں نے کی ہے یا شرف حاصل کیا ہے یا ایھا الانسان اے انسان انک کادح الی ربک تو مسافر ہے خداوند متعال کی ملاقات کے لیے اس سفر پہ جا رہا ہے ولو یہ سفر مشقت کا ہو یا یہ سفر آسائش کا یا راحت ہو Prior to we start discussing in English, I will just take maybe 5 minutes with the permission of the brothers and sisters who don't understand Urdu, as I've been requested, and I didn't really fulfill my promise yesterday or last night, which I said I'll maybe talk about it in between. That was because it was a bit difficult to change the gear, the channel to Urdu. So. Please help me with the salawat. موت ایک ایسا فینومینا ہے یا اس کی حقیقت ایسی ہے کہ جس کے بغیر انسان خدا متعال سے ملاقات نہیں کر سکتا یعنی ایسا سٹیپ ہے جسے وہ لینا اس کو بہت ضروری ہے بغیر اس کے خدا سے ملاقات نہیں ہو سکتی اسی عنوان سے ہم خود موت کی گفتگو پھر اس کے بعد جو احوالات انسان کو ہوتے ہیں اس وقت جب وہ اس دنیا سے جا رہا ہے کلینیکل دلائل کے نزدیک ہم نے کل رات آپ کی خدمت میں پیش کیے تھے کہ کچھ افراد جو موت کے نزدیک جا پہنچتے ہیں انہیں وہ عزیز اور اقارب جو اس دنیا میں نہیں ہیں وہ نظر آنے لگتے ہیں وہ وہاں پر موجود ہوتے ہیں انہیں کلیکٹ کرنے کے لیے یا انہیں ملنے کے لیے یہ کلینیکل ریسرچ میں پروف کیا گیا ہے اور پھر روایتوں کے بھی ذریعے ہمیں یہ ملتا ہے کہ ہمارے چھٹے امام فرماتے ہیں کہ جو افراد اس دنیا سے گزر کر برزخ میں جا پہنچتے ہیں وہاں پر جب وہ ایک دوسرے کے ساتھ مصافحہ کرتے ہیں ایک دوسرے کا ساتھ ملتے ہیں تو جو افراد پہلے سے وہاں ہوتے ہیں موجود ہوتے ہیں جو ارواح پہلے سے وہاں موجود ہوتے ہیں وہ جو یہ جو نئی نفس یا جو یہ نئی روح آئی ہے برزخ میں اپنے رشتہ دار کے متعلق سوال اور جواب کرتی ہے پوچھتی ہے کہ وہ شخص کیا ہوا تو یہ جواب میں کہتی ہے کہ وہ تو چلا گیا تھا دنیا سے تو وہ بولتی ہے پھر ہمارے پاس ملحق نہیں ہوا ہے ہمارے سے ملاقات اس کی نہیں ہوئی یعنی برزخ جنتی میں ملاقات نہیں ہوئی تو اس کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ وہ اس کا درجہ جو ہے جہنم میں برزخی میں ہے یا اس کا درجہ پائین تر ہے یا اور کم تر درجے پہ ہے ہمارے درجے پہ نہیں ہے تو باضابطہ ایک پوری سوشل سیٹ اپ جسے کہا جاتا برزخ میں ایگزسٹ ہوتا ہے رہتا ہے اور اسی طرح سے جو ہے برزخ جہنم میں بھی پراپر سوشل سیٹ اپ ہے اور آیات اس پہ اسٹیبلش کرتے ہیں پروف کے ہے اور روایات بھی اسٹیبلش کرتے ہیں کہ پروف ہے اور جو برزخ کا خود مرحلہ ہے وہ تا یوم یبعثون یعنی اس دن تک وہ برزخ میں رہتا ہے جب وہ قبر سے اٹھایا جائے گا یعنی مرنے کے بعد سے لے کر قبر سے جب تک وہ اٹھایا جائے گا وہ دن تک وہ برزخ میں ہوتا ہے اور جو जन्नत के नेमात है उससे वो भरपूर इस्तेफादा करता है। इसी वजह से रिवायत में ये मिलता है कि ऐ खुदा कब आखिर हम खबर से उठाए जाएंगे ताकि हम जन्नत हकीकी जन्नत अबदी में हम दाखिल हो जाए। मगर जो बरज़ख़ की हकीकत है और जो बरज़ख़ में जो सब्सटेंस है जो मटीरियलिटी है वहाँ पर वो स्पिरिचुअल मटीरियल है, मगर जो जन्नत हकीकी है जो इंसान अपनी खबर से उठाया जाएगा और जन्नत में वारिद होगा जाएगा या जहन्नम में, वो मैटर है यानी जिस्म है बॉडी है। बरज़ख़ में भी बॉडी है लेकिन इट्स बॉडी है मिसाली यानी मिसाली बॉडी है मिसाली जिस्म है। जिस तरह से जब इमाम से सवाल किया गया इसको तशबीह करे तो उन्होंने फरमाया कि बिल्कुल ख्वाब की तरह मानंद है, ख्वाब के मानंद के जब हम अपने आप को ख्वाब में देखते हैं और देखते हैं कि हमारी एक बॉडी है और वो ट्रैवल करती है और ये वो अजियत भी सहती है और वो लज्जत भी उठाती है, उसी तरह से इंसान का जो वजूद है बरज़ख़ में उसी तरह का है। अच्छा, यहाँ पर मैं एक बिल्कुल थोड़ा सा फ़लसफाना एक आपकी खिदमत में पॉइंट पेश करूँ ताकि लेट दिस बी ए फूड टू कंटेम्पलेट अपॉन इन द फ्यूचर। देखिए, इंसान जो इंसान के जो लज़ाइज़ है यानी इंसान जिस चीज़ से लज्जत उठाता है मिसाल के तौर पर, वो चीज़ उसे अता होगी बरज़ख़ में, ठीक है ना। यानी क्योंकि जन्नत से नेमात और जो खिड़की जन्नत की खुली हुई है बरज़ख़ में उससे वो जो जन्नत के नेमात है वो इस्तेफादा ज़रूर करेगा। मगर आप ये देखें कि उस पर भी जो दरजात है यानी बरज़ख़ी जन्नत के जो दरजात है वो भी जो है सिर्फ इमेजिनल प्लेजर्स या दुनियावी जिस्मानी प्लेजर्स नहीं है, इंटेलेक्चुअल प्लेजर्स भी है। यानी मिसाल के तौर पे मसलन एक शख्स जो है दुआ कर रहा है रमज़ान के महीने में और बहुत गिड़गिड़ा के, मखसूसन इलाही आमीन इस तरफ से ज़्यादा आवाज़ आती है हूर अलीन की जब दुआ होती है, या मिसाल के तौर पे जो रिवायतों में भी हमें ये मिलता है कि वो बड़े बड़े काख जमुर्रुत के और पता नहीं रूबीज़ के इस तरह के जो है वहाँ पर मौजूद है मोमिनीन और मोमिनात के लिए, हत्ता क्योंकि पैगंबर जो हदीस मेराज है उसमें ये हदीस का जिक्र हुआ है हदीस मेराज के, ऐसी वसअत यानी उसकी इतनी अजीम है जो बरज़ख़ और जो जन्नत में जो बागात है इंसान के मोमिनीन और मोमिनात के। बहरहाल यानी ये इट्स इसे इंसान इस्तेफादा करता है इस्तेमाल करता है इस लज़ाइज़ को यूज़ करता है, मगर बाज़ अफराद ऐसे हैं तो जो इससे भी आला दर्जे पे है। वो क्या है, उसकी हकीकत क्या है, वो है तजर्रुद अक्लिय महज, यानी इट्स अ इंटेलेक्चुअल इमेटीरियलिज्म, क्या कहा जाएगा, इमेटीरियलिटी, बिल्कुल यानी इंटेलेक्चुअली। फॉर मिसाल के तौर पे, फॉर आवर यंगस्टर्स आई मेंशन दिस, मिसाल के तौर पे आप जो है खूबसूरती है, खूबसूरती इज अ कॉन्सेप्ट, ठीक है ना, एक फिनोमिना है, ठीक है, आपको पता है खूबसूरती क्या है। अब वो खूबसूरती के जो मुख्तलिफ मिज़दाक़ात है, द रेफरेंस ऑफ द खूबसूरती, खूबसूरत सीनरी है, खूबसूरत पेंटिंग है, खूबसूरत जो है नौजवान है, ये मुख्तलिफ मिज़दाक़ात है, मगर खुद खूबसूरती जो है वो आप दैट्स इंटेलेक्चुअल ब्यूटी जो आपके, अगर आप वो हासिल कर लें तो ये सब मिज़दाक़ात की कोई हकीकत नहीं रखती। तो इसी तरह से अगर इंसान अपनी इंटेलेक्चुअलिटी इस दुनिया में उस लेवल पे ले जा पहुंचे कि वो खूबसूरती इल्म आज़ादी वो लेवल पे वो रहेगा, यानी ये जो मुख्तलिफ जो जन्नात के तस्वीर हमें हमारे लिए खींची जाती हैं, खूबसूरती खुद खूबसूरती अगर इंसान को हासिल हो जाए तो वो बागात वगैरह कोई हकीकत नहीं रखती। यानी मैं जब खुद खूबसूरती कॉन्सेप्ट में फ्लाई कर रहा हूँ, मैं उस दुनिया में रह रहा हूँ, तो यानी जो उसके जो मिज़दाकात है, जो मुख्तलिफ मिज़दाकात है, वो मेरे लिए माना नहीं रखते हैं, जिसे कहा तजर्रुद अक्ली। तो उसी तरह से जिस तरह से इस दुनिया में इंसान उस कॉन्सेप्ट्स को डाइजेस्ट करता है समझता है, तो जब वो इस दुनिया से जाएगा तो ही विल बी ऑन दैट हायर लेवल। برزخ میں. اور پھر آخرت کی تو خیر اپنی خود ایک پوری نئی دنیا ہے, جو کہ خدا متعال نے کہا یہ خلق جدید ہے, یعنی ایک نئی بالکل. آج انشاءاللہ تھوڑا کمپیئر کریں گے آخرت اور دنیا میں, یعنی بالکل اس قسم سے کیٹرپلر, ٹھیک ہے نا, کیٹرپلر جو ہے ڈیولپ ہوتا ہے, پھر وہ کوکون سے نکلے گا, کوکون رہے گا, پھر وہ کیٹرپلر بنے گا, پھر اس کے بعد ایک بالکل ہی بیوٹیفل بٹرفلائی, ایک پروانہ بن جائے گا, جو کہ بالکل یہ نئی کریشن ہے آل ٹوگیدر. یو کینٹ ایون امیجن, آپ تصور بھی نہیں کریں گے اتنا غلیظ کیٹرپلر جو ہے, اتنی خوبصورت جو ہے بٹرفلائی بنے گا. تو جو قیامت ہے اسی دنیا سے ایوالو ہوگی. دس ورلڈ اٹ سیلف ول چینج, دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ بنے گا, پھر پوری جنت باضابطہ بنائی جائے گی, پھر اس میں جو ہے انسان وارد ہوگا. تو اٹس اٹ ریئلی ایوالوز, یو نو دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ ول ایوالو, انسان جو ہے ایوالو ہوگا یہیں سے, پھر اس کے بعد وہ ایک نئی کریشن ہے آل ٹوگیدر, جو انسان تصور بھی نہیں کر سکتا. اس میں شک نہیں, تشبیہات ہوئیں گے, یعنی ارے ہم نے تو اسی طرح سے جو ہے دنیا میں اللہ تو نے ہمیں دیا تھا, نوازا تھا, یہ کچھ اسی طرح کی شے نظر آ رہی ہے, مگر اٹس کمپلیٹلی آن اے ڈفرنٹ لیول. سو انشاءاللہ ابھی اس کو تھوڑا سا کمپیئر کریں گے انگلش میں. ویسے میری انگلش اللہم صلی اللہ علیہ محمد, اور پھر یہ پوری اس کی جو حقیقت ہے, مقصد ہے, یہی ہے کہ انسان جو ہے خدا چاہتا ہے کہ اس کی جو خوبصورتی ہے, اس کی جو آزادی ہے, اس کی جو قدرت ہے, وہ آپ کو دے, مگر انسان اتنا غافل ہے کہ وہ نہیں چاہتا کہ وہ حاصل کرے. یعنی یہ سفر جو ہے اسے طے کرنا ہے, چاہے وہ خود سے طے کرے یا پھر خدا کہا کہ میں یضربونا, یعنی میں انہیں تھپڑ مارتا ہوں اور پیٹھ سے پہ مارتا ہوں, کفار کے لیے جب روح نکلتی ہے, چاہے وہ مشقت کے ساتھ یہ سفر کو طے کرے یا وہ آسانی کے ساتھ وہ سفر کو طے کرے, سفر تو اسے طے کرنا ہے. یہاں پہ اگر وہ نہیں سدھرے گا تو اسے برزخ میں اتنا لتھڑا جائے گا کہ وہاں پہ سدھر جائے, اگر وہاں پہ بھی نہیں, خود ڈے آف ججمنٹ جو ہے اتنا عجیب و غریب ہے. کتنے کہا گیا, دیکھیے کہا تھا روز قیامت کہا جاتا ہے, روز, روز کی تشبیہ پہ ابھی کیا ہے, ابھی جو ہے رات ہے, تو رات ہی جو ہے خلقت آدم سے لے کے صرف رات ہی چل رہی ہے قیامت کے دن تک. تو آپ تصور کریں جب رات ہی جو ہے اتنی طویل ہے, پھر روز قیامت ہونے والا ہے, اور روز کی روشنی میں جو ہے یوم تبل سرائر ہے, جو اسرار ہے سب دکھ کے آ جائیں گے, انسان کی حقیقت کیا ہے وہ دکھ کے آ جائے گی. اسی لیے تو خدا نے کہا یوم تبل سرائر, ایسا دن ہے کہ جو اسرار ہے پورے جو ہے سامنے آ جائیں گے, دیکھ سکیں گے حقیقت کیا ہے, انسان کی حقیقت کیا ہے, آیا وہ جانور ہے یا حقیقی معنی میں انسان ہے. اسی وجہ سے جو مولانا کی جو شعر ہے مولانا رومی کی, کہ دی شیخ با شرا خمین گاش دور شار از دی ودت ملونا ملولم و انسان مارسوس, یعنی شیخ جو ہے رات میں چراغ لے کے ڈھونڈ رہا ہے کہ میں بیزار ہوں دیو سے اور دت سے, یو نو انسان میری آرزو ہے کہ انسان دکھ جائے. گفت یافتی نہ شود, ایک آواز آئی کہ بولے وہ انسان تم کو نہیں ملیں گا, کیا ڈھونڈ رہے ہو تم. پھر وہ شیخ بولتا ہے کہ اون چے کہ یافتی نہ شود اونم آرزوس, جو نہیں ملتا میری حقیقت میں آرزو وہی ہے کہ کوئی ایک صحیح معنوں میں ایک انسان مل جائے, میں اس کا جو ہے نوکر بن جاؤں, نو خادم بن جاؤں, شاید میں بھی انسان ہو جاؤں در حقیقت. خوب, یعنی جو روز قیامت ہے انسان کی جو حقیقت سے وہ سیما وجوہ ہے, جو کہا گیا ہے آیات جو بیان کرتے ہیں کہ انسان کی حقیقت اس کے چہرے پہ لکھی ہوئی ہے. اور جو افراد, جو اشخاص اولیاء برزخ میں انٹروین ہوتے ہیں اس دنیا میں ہوتے ہوئے, خدا متعال اس حیات حیاتن طیبہ جو خود خدا نے کہا ہے, قرآن کی آیت ہے, جو شخص ایمان لائے گا اور عمل کرے گا میں اسے حیاتن طیبہ دوں گا اس دنیا میں. یہ نہیں ہے کہ وہ بس ایمان لے صبر کرے اس کے بعد حیاتن طیبہ اس دنیا میں اس کے لیے, نہیں, اسی دنیا میں اس کے لیے حیاتن طیبہ ہے. حیاتن طیبہ کیا ہے؟ حیاتن طیبہ یقین کی منزل ہے, چاہے انسان اس دنیا میں کتنا بھی تکلیف اٹھائے مگر جب وہ یقین کی منزل پہ جا پہنچتا ہے تو اسے تکلیف کیا ہے کچھ پتہ ہی نہیں ہے. حیاتن طیبہ کی وہ ہے, یعنی ایک ایسی زندگی جو یقین کے ساتھ ہو, وہ ہے حیاتن طیبہ. چاہے موت بھی آ جائے پرواہ نہیں ہے, حیاتن طیبہ ہے, یقین کی منزل پہ مجھے جنت کیا ہے؟ جنت یقین ہے، جنت کی حقیقت یقین ہے اور کچھ نہیں ہے. جب یہیں پہ انسان جنت میں پہنچ جائے یعنی یقین آ جائے تو پھر یہیں پہ اس کے لیے جنت ہے. اسی لیے جو ہے امیر المومنین کا، میں نے چاہے پردے بھی میرے آنکھ سے نظریے سے اٹھا دیے جائے، میری یقین میں کوئی تبدیلی آنے والی نہیں ہے. یعنی مجھے جنت میں بھی ڈال دیا جائے تو جو یقین میرے خدا متعال پہ، چاہے جنت مجھے ملے یا نہیں ملے، میری عبادت جو ہے در حقیقت اس کے لیے ہے. ایک اور دوسری حدیث ہم اگر کمپیئر کریں یہاں پہ، میں در کے لیے نہیں یا جنت کے لیے نہیں کر رہا ہوں، میں تو لائق سمجھتا ہوں. خوب، یعنی اس سے مراد یہ ہے کہ جو افراد اسی دنیا میں رہتے ہوئے اس یقین کے منزل پہ جا پہنچے، برزخ میں جا پہنچے، ان کی برزخی آنکھ ہے اسی دنیا میں حقائق حقیقت انسانی کو وہ دیکھ سکتے ہیں. اسی لیے یہ جو شعر ہے، یہ جو آغائے بہجت کے مطابق بھی یہی کہا گیا ہے کہ ان سے سوال کیا گیا کہ سب سے زیادہ ذکر آپ کیا کرتے ہو، انہوں نے فرمایا میں یا ستار الایوب کرتا ہوں، کیونکہ میں نہیں چاہتا کہ جو عیب ہے لوگوں کے ان کے فحاش ہو میرے لیے، میں دیکھ سکوں. ارے خدا مطالعہ ستار الایوب ہے، ہمارے اور آپ کے جو عیب ہے وہ چھپاتا ہے. اسی وجہ سے جو ہے اس دنیا کا کاروبار چل رہا ہے، اللہ چھپانے کے باوجود بھی ہم اتنے ایک دوسرے کے ساتھ اختلافات کرتے ہیں. امیجن کریں اگر یہ عیب چھپاتا نہیں تو ہم دوسرے کو کاٹ کے بیٹھ جاتے، ایک دوسرے کے بازو بیٹھنا پسند نہیں کرتے. بغیر اس کے ہی جو ہے ہم اتنے سوء زن اور پتہ نہیں کیا کیا جو ہے مریضوں میں مبتلا ہے. پر اب مثال کے طور پہ مثال ہے، حج آغا آئے تھے آغا شمشاد، خداوند ان کی توفیقات میں، ہم سب کی توفیقات میں اضافہ کرے. یہ آئے اور میں نے اسپیچ پہ آئے کہ بیٹھا اور وہ اٹھ کے چلے گئے. اب یہ ذہن میں چلا وسوسہ، یہ مولانا بیٹھے اور یہ اٹھ کے چلے گئے، کوئی بات ہے ضرور. اب یہ دیکھیں، اب وہ بیچارے بندے خدا کو جو ہے کل مجلس ہے، شاید تیاری کرنا ہو، شاید کچھ ہو، انہوں نے کہا میں آپ سے ملنے آیا تھا اور مجھے نہیں پتا، فلاں وہ چلے گئے. ٹھیک ہے. اب ایک اور مثال، وہ کوئی پرنسپل تھا تہران یونیورسٹی کا، اور وہ بیچارہ آتا تھا، ڈرائیور اسے لے کے آتا تھا، اور وہ جو ہے ہمیشہ جو ڈرائیور اتر کے جا کے بیچارے کا دروازہ کھولتا تھا پیچھے کا. تو ایک ہمارے اس وہ رہ چکے ہیں، یعنی ہی از دی اموزش کے ہیڈ رہ چکے ہیں، ہی واز دی مسئول رہ چکے ہیں حوزے میں، اغیر رفیع، وہ ذکر کر رہے تھے اس قصے کو. انہوں نے کہا کہ وہ جو پرنسپل کا ہیڈ تھا تہران کا، وہ میرے سے دوست تھا، اور پھر جو لوگ تھے وہ آ کے کمپلین کرنے لگے تھے یہ جمہوری اسلامی اور کیا تہذیب ہے جو ہے، کہ تو شاہ کا زمانہ آ گیا ہے، پرنسپل کا دروازہ کھولا جا رہا ہے اس کو اترنے کے لیے، ڈرائیور بیچارہ اتر کے آ کے سیٹ سے دروازہ کھولتا ہے اور اس طرح کے کمپلین کرنے کا. تو یہ جو رفیع صاحب تھے، انہوں نے فون کیا، ان کو دوست تھے، تو کیا ہے بھائی یہ کیا قصہ ہے؟ انہوں نے کہا کہ میں تین چار دن سے آدمی کو بول رہا ہے دروازہ بناؤ دروازہ بناؤ، سن رہا نہیں ہے. اب یہ تو یہ تو قصہ ہے. تو یہ ہمارا ذہن ہے، اور جو ہے اللہ اتنا عیب چھپانے کے باوجود بھی ہم ایک دوسرے کو کاٹنے کے لیے بیٹھے ہیں، پتہ نہیں یہ اختلاف وہ اختلاف، یہ گروپ وہ گروپ. تو اگر اللہ نہیں چھپاتا تو اب ہمارا کیا ہوتا؟ بہرحال، تو جو حقیقت ہے موت کی اور اس کے بعد کی زندگی کی، وہ یہی ہے کہ خدا چاہتا ہے کہ آپ خداوند متعال کے نزدیک رہے، خدا چاہتا ہے کہ آپ کو اس جنت سے نوازے، یعنی جو اس کے پاس جو قدرت ہے وہ آپ کو بھی دے. یعنی جنت میں کیا ہے؟ جو آپ چاہیں گے وہ ہوگا آپ کے لیے. آپ سوچے کہ پوچھتے تھے کہ جنت میں آم ہوئے گا کیا، جو آم کھانے والے پسند کرتے ہیں، کیونکہ انار کا ذکر آیا ہے، انگور کا ذکر آیا ہے، زیتون کا ذکر آیا ہے، انجیر کا ذکر آیا ہے، آم کا ذکر نہیں. تو جنت ایسی جگہ ہے جو انسان چاہے گا اسے ملے گا، کن فیکن. تو یہ کن فیکن کی قدرت کہاں سے آئی آپ کو جنت میں؟ خدا نے دی ہے آپ کو. یعنی خدا کہتا ہے میں کن فیکن ہوں، یعنی آپ کو آپ کے اعمال کے ذریعے آپ نے خدا کے فرمان کو بجا لایا، اس وجہ سے خدا آپ کے درجے کو اتنا بلند کر دیا ہے کہ آپ کن فیکن کے درجے پہ جا پہنچے ہیں. تو انسان اس جرنی کو، اس راستے کو طے کرنا ہے، اور وہ راستہ کس طرح سے طے ہوتا ہے؟ خود خدا فرماتا ہے کہ جو خدا کے دستور ہے، فرامین ہے، اس پہ آپ عمل کریے، وہ راستہ اس طرح سے طے ہو جائے گا. اور جو مشکلات ہونے والے ہیں، خود خدا اس کے الطاف سے، اس کی مدد سے، جس طرح سے کہا گیا ہے جو مومنین اچھے ہوتے ہیں اور جو مشکلات اور مشقات مشقاتات مشق مشقات انہیں اور اسے گزرتے ہیں, مخصوصاً وقت مرگ یعنی موت کے ٹائم, وہ ان کی بخشش ہے گناہوں کی. یعنی اس وجہ سے جو ہے وہ خدا نہیں چاہتا کہ جو ہے تکلیف میں رہے برزخ میں, اور اس کے بعد اسی وجہ سے جو ہے تھوڑا سا بہت جو مشکلات انہیں بیماری وغیرہ جو انہیں اٹھانی پڑتی ہے وہ اسی لیے ہے. انما اليسر یسرا, یعنی مشکلات کے بعد انشاءاللہ ان کے لیے سہل ہے, آسانی ہے, یہ خود خدا ان متعال کی رحمت ہے در حقیقت. انشاءاللہ صلوات علی محمد والے. خوب, رائٹ, وی سیڈ دیٹ وی ول بی کمپیئرنگ دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ, اور وی ول بی کمپیئرنگ دا ہیئر آفٹر وتھ دس دنیا. What are the differences? It's very important in order to understand death, or in order to understand what comes after death, that we do a comparison. We come to the realization that what it is, how is it different. And this is the typical methodology used even in our schools. You know, in order to understand something, there's a comparison done. So when we look at it, you know, Quran have always depicted, or Quran have always mentioned, that this dunya is a journey. Hereafter is your station, is your maqam. You know, you reach. Basically, that's the end. That's the station. Here is a journey. Therefore, you are on a journey, O insan, you are on a journey, and eventually you will reach your maqam, you know, your level, which is in the hereafter. So dunya has always been pointed out to as a journey. And akhirat is considered to be qarar. You know, that's why you see that, you know, they will be in the Jahannam for abad, you know, eternal. They will be in Jannah, abiding with the pleasures, having Jannatun tajri min tahtil anhar abada. You know, always they will be there. But here we cannot say that it's always there. You know, it just finishes stages after stages. You know, and inshallah, in the end of it, we will compare how many stages of life do exist. From the point of view of the Quran, how the Quran have defined the different stages of life. We'll look at that inshallah in Surah Hadid. So that is what. Now, this dunya, there is matter, madde, material. In the hereafter as well, there is matter. But however, the dimension of the matter in this dunya is different. The dimension of the matter in the hereafter is different. For example, here matter is heavy. If you toss a ball, it will fall because of gravity or whatever. Because of the weightiness, because of the material of the ball itself, then the other aspect is the gravity. You know, it's not just the gravity as such, but it's that matter as well. You know, there's some, attraction. I don't want to get into physics. You know, maybe you guys are physicians. They might criticize me for that. Anyway, so the point is that there is matter here, is a different dimension. Over there is a different dimension. For example, in the hereafter in Jannah, if I were to fly, I could fly. It's matter there, but it's a different dimension. If I, in Surah Munafiqun, I think there is that verse. If I want to see those people who denied the existence of God, and I want to see them, you know, I will be seeing right next to them. I'll be seeing them in the pit of fire there, and I could see them. You know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from the hellfire and our marhumeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them and increase their daraja and mashur them with Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. But the point is that in this dunya, if I want to see them right next to me, because of the heat, I will feel the pain as well, because right next to me. But over there, it's not that case. You will see them, but you will have no feeling of the heat which they are suffering. This you, it will not transfer to you. There, that is material, that is matter. They are in Jahannam, abadi, you know, that's like after hereafter. It's not barzakh. It's not that, you know, misali body, right? So they will be next to you, but you will not have that that transformation of heat. It's a different dimension altogether. It's a completely different dimension. You know, like we said, the example that we gave, the hereafter is like a butterfly. You know, how a caterpillar develops to a butterfly, it's a completely new creation. It's different. It's material though. You know, caterpillar also is matter, but butterfly is also matter. But caterpillar cannot fly, but butterfly can fly. Caterpillar is ugly, you know, hairy and so on and so forth, and sticky as well, right? Yeah? If you, you know, but butterfly is different, it's beautiful, right? So therefore, there is matter, but there's a completely different dimension in the hereafter. You know, that's another peculiarities or the difference that exists between dunya and akhirah. The other we mentioned last night is the existence of the angels. One would be able to see angels. You know, there's munkir and nakir, but we don't see them. There's a change of guard taking place of these. The angels, they change guards. You know, there's a time, you know, a malak is here, and then he goes back, another one comes. And you know what's the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made of that, the changing time of the guards, of the angels, is the time of prayers. Because when the malak leaves in the heaven, and to the malaika he says, what time did you leave? I left, he was praying. It was the time of prayer. That when the new malak comes, what time did you enter? What time did you arrive? It was a time of prayer. So look at my abd, he is always in prayer. You know, ahsan Allahu min al-khaliqeen. This is for those who pray on time, obviously, you know. Yeah. So therefore, you know, the angels are hidden, they are behind the veils for us. But in the hereafter, they will not be behind the veils. They would be able to see the angels, they would be able to, you know, be next to them, and the angels could carry them, take them wherever they want. You know, it's not a fairy tale I'm talking here, you know. But that's how it is. The hereafter, materiality, angels will not be veiled in front of them, but they could see them. You know, and as a matter of fact, if someone sees an angel here, they will go unconscious. You know, there's the hadith of the Prophet, he sees a malak, an angel, and he goes unconscious. His wing was, there's an article which I mentioned that earlier as well by Toshiko Murata on angelology. There's a book called Islamic Spirituality. There's about 3 volumes, I think, in which there are different articles about different phenomena. One of the articles is by Toshiko Murata on angelology. Very nice article. She has gathered the riwayat, the verses of the Quran and the riwayat, and discussed it. You know, the what is the substance of angels, which they call it angelology. And I think you guys know Murata, who I'm talking about. You know, she's the she studied in Iran, you know, and she's a scholar in Islamic studies. I think Princeton, if I'm not mistaken, don't refer that. You know, it's not a reference point. But anyway, that article is good. You can read that. So they say that when the Prophet saw, the wings are like from the east of the dunya to the west. That huge, because it's a different being altogether. And we mentioned that when someone sees that angel, he will go, you know, in a state of awe, in a state of shock, by looking at it as a new being, it's a new creation. You know, like, it's an angel which is like of a higher daraja indeed, you know, even than the jinn. You know, when we see the jinn here, some people say about jinn and all that, you know, if they could see, they go scared, but angels are obviously much of a higher being compared to jinn and insan, right? So, but insan potentially could go higher than angels, you know, that is there for sure. Okay, now, they will not be unveiled in the hereafter, but in this dunya they are veiled. But those who have the capability and capacity to really intervene into barzakh, they can see angels as well. Tanazzalul malaikatu warruh. You know, when the angels descend from the heaven on the night of Qadr, you know, they are able to see them. You know, possibility do exist. Anyways, so here, that is the fourth difference between the dunya and also the hereafter. The other thing is that the sense of intellectuality, the sense of understanding of every creation will increase in the hereafter. But here, for example, we regard this as non-living. But in the hereafter, this is not non-living as such. You could speak to this thing. And this thing will give the, you know, bear witness on the day of judgment that this man sat on it, he did the zikr of Ahl Bayt. However, you know, he was too happy because people praised him too much, so he lost everything. You know, to collect sawab is very easy, but to save it is not easy. You know, to collect money, one struggles collect money, but when that time for vacation comes, it's gone, just like that. Oh, it's gone? So spending is very quick. You know, we all gather sawab and this and that and the other. The minute, you know, We do some things. Some say, mashallah, very good. I said, why? Yes, really, it's a mashallah. We kind of, you know, toss our shoulders, rub our, you know. So it's easy to collect. So therefore, every creation that we regard that having no shu'ur, having no life as such, they will bear witness in the hereafter. Surah Yasin, you know, there will be stamp upon the mouth of the person, and the hands and the eyes and the ears, they will speak independently that this man used this in this fashion. This man used this, you know, for committing a sin or for doing a good act. You know, it was time for prayer, you parked your car in the gas station and you prayed because you don't want to miss your prayer. That very land will bear witness on the day of judgment that this man established the prayer. So therefore, in the hereafter, you could speak to these things. You could speak to a flower and ask him, what was your proof of believing in God? You know, when it says, يُسَبِّهُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَسْأَلُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So in the hereafter, everything have a life. The capacity of their understanding, the shu'ur, increases. Because it's a khalq, it's a new creation altogether. It's something, but it is from this very, it has evolved. You know, that's a good word. It has evolved from this very dunya itself. You know, that's another one. Recite one salawat for me, and if somebody can, Quran din azra, Quran. It's a mafati, I thought we have a Quran, you know. Yeah, we always. Allahumma salli ala. Thank you. Okay, now that was the fifth difference that exists between the dunya and akhirah, is that in the hereafter, there's a good amount of intellectuality or understanding of ashia, of things. So that's why it says Ibn Sina, you know, the Aristotelian, yes, philosopher, Avicenna, he's known as, he says that on the day of judgment, people will be ashamed to see themselves that in front of what creation they have committed a sin. You know, when we do something wrong, we look around, is everyone, you know, no one around, then we do it, right? So we think that these things have no life, but they have life. They are on a, you know, things are, we are on a different wavelength altogether. There's so many creation, there's so much of life around us that we don't even see that. You know, we've been blind for that. So on the day of judgment, he says that this thought itself is enough to give him that pain. That's so embarrassing that he has done this in front of these many different forms and creation that existed around him. Now, in relation to the life, here, this life is never regarded by the Quran or ayat as a real as such. You know, it's not, it's like a mirage. You know, it's like in the desert, for example. It's not real. It appears, but it is something else. But no doubt, you know, it is what evolve in the hereafter is from this very dunya. So what level that you will evolve to is from this very life of yours. You know, for instance, they say that in Barzakh, a person who increases the knowledge in relation to the etiqadat of people, he will have a greater daraja. And that should be really the purpose of discussion of all of these majalises, right? I mean, we should increase our intellectuality, our intellectual capacity. That's the very purpose of it. That should be our majalis should be geared for. You know, yes, it's zikr Ahle Bayt alayhi salam, but a person, there's darajat of that. You know, there's Salman Farsi, that's a daraja. And his greater daraja is not because he loves them so much. Rather than his daraja, love is there as well. His daraja is because of his understanding of Ahle Bayt alayhi salam. His intellectual capacity, how he has digested, how he understands Ahle Bayt, on what level they are. So that's what our majalises and members should be geared for. You know, sometimes we are so, you know, we use phrases and things that, you know, member is only for this and member is only for that. Yes, it's for Ahle Bayt, Muhabbat, and that's how, it's through love. You know, Imam Zainul Abidin, the very first dua, he says that. You know, he clearly says that he created the creation وَبَعَثَهُمْ فِي تَرِيقِ مُحَبَّتِ. He has created the creation and he has placed this creation upon the path of love. So this whole creation is on the path of love. So indeed, you know, but the love will only increase if one have the ma'rifah. If one understands, one have the knowledge, then it will increase. You know, so therefore, it is very important that we focus on these things. You know, they say that ana qatilul abarat, that's the phrase. You know, I've been killed because of the tears. That's what Abu Abdullah al-Hussein says. I've been killed because of the tears. You know, when the shirt of the third Khalifa was taken in Sham, they hanged it. And they blamed, you know, Amirul Mumineen or the children of Amirul Mumineen. And that's how they propagated and they kept that gham of the murder of the third Khalifa alive within the community. Right? With tears. And then that's why you find that many people came to fight Imam Hussein alayhi salam as a revenge from Badr and Uhud. Or this issue, political issue, was there as well. So he mentions that I've been killed because of the tears. That's what he means. You know, Aghai Jawadi also in his website mentions this. Aghai Pahlawani, the book that I have, Furugh Shahadat, you know, in the commentary of that, he has mentioned that as well. You know, that is why he's saying I've been killed by that. But at the same time, there's another pahlu, or there's a deeper understanding of that. I've been killed because of tears, is that we cry for Imam Hussein. When it comes to act upon the teachings of Imam Hussein, we don't cry, or we don't act. The very mission, the very reason of the uprising of the Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which is establishment of justice, which is for humanity, which is for freedom. You know, when it comes to that, when we want to, you know, put that, bring that into our lives, we don't do that, but at the same time we cry for Imam Hussein. So in reality, he's been killed because of the tears means what? You know? So we got to look that from that angle as well. That when it comes to talk about the seerah of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, bring that into our life, you know, but we claim that we are the lovers of Imam Hussein. We love Imam Hussein and we do the zikr of Ahlul Bayt and we cry for Imam Hussein. Right? That is afzal. I mean, there's no riwayat. Amazing. There's a beauty of Imam Hussein is that. That they say that, you know, for Imam Hussein, even if a tear which is the amount of the wing of a mosquito, your sins will be forgiven. You know, Jannat is guaranteed for you. These are riwayat, kamalu ziyarat, and strong and authentic riwayat here we are talking about. Is that your sins are forgiven of qadim and future as well. What does that mean? How do you interpret that? What do? You're stuck here. Just that one tear. Oh, okay. You can't even try that. You know, we remember when we were kids, you know, we used to see people crying left and right. Or we rub our ears, eyes so much it becomes red. Because we see people crying, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Why? Because they say that even if you make a face, if you just make a face that you're crying for Imam Hussein, it is sawab for you. I mean, how beautiful is that? How powerful is that? That you are faking something. Look at that. Which Islam doesn't really accept faking things. Huh? Islam says real and truth. But for the azadari of Abu Abdullah Hussein, that even faking, if you want to do that, yes, sawab for you as well. That's how great azadari of Imam Hussein is. I mean, tarbat, mud, haram to eat. You can't eat mud. But khaki shifa, what is it? It's for shifa. Not only, you know, it becomes something that is necessary for your cure. People have been cured because of that. Turbat of the khabar of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Right? I mean, what is it? It's Hussein. Sarullah, the blood of God. And there are only two imams who were called Sarullah. Sarullah ibn Sare. To other imams, no. It should be something, you know. That's the maqam of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So when Imam Hussein says, I've been killed because of tears, we got to think about it. You know? Okay, now recite one salawat for me, please. Okay, the hereafter is something that is real. But dunya is something regarded, you know, from the point of view of the Quran and Hadith, that it is not real, it's going to finish, it's going to vanish. It is not real as such. However, we said that it's from, dunya mazaratul akhirah, they say. You know, dunya is where you get the fruits for the hereafter. This is where you get, you know. Dunya is, you know, they say that dunya is considered to be masjid, place of sajda. Dunya is for what? Place of sajda. That means that when we are in this dunya, we should be in the state of sajda all the time. That's why, that's the fiqhi dalil they use, that you should do sajda on mud, is because of that. You know, it's the earth you do sajda upon. Earth Allah have made pure. You know, for instance. So when dunya is a place of sajda, means dunya is a place where do you do ibadat and you finish and you go to the hereafter, or you reap the fruit of the hereafter from this dunya. Now, not to go too much into detail or margins, is here this verse about dunya, how Quran have mentioned in relation. I said Surah Hadith, but it's in Surah Hashr. It says that innama, you know, certainly. You know, the Hayat al-Dunya. Salat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, please. No, it's I was right before. It's Surah Hadith, verse number. Yes. Yulju layla fil nahar, wa malakum. Because you know.
Bar Muhammad wa ala Muhammad salawat.
Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad.
I say. You know, ilm is hijab, that's why, you know. Ajib. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Yeah, verse number 20. You know, in my Quran, it's always on this side. So I'm always, you know, where is it? It's not here. So it's on this side. You know, his mind works in a strange way. Okay, it says, verse number 20, it says, أَيَلَمُ, know that, أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ. Know that life of this dunya is laib. Laib means a play. But what type of play? A play that have no purpose and goal to it. You know, like how small children, they play with the boxes, that the shoes that you have bought. Or when the children are giving trouble, the mother, you know, gives the child with a spoon and a pan and he plays with it, you know. It has no purpose to it, you know. It's just playing without any goal. So the very first stage of dunya, of life, is that. That it is a play which without any goal and as a purpose to it. You know, he's just playing with it, you know, with boxes and things and all that. Okay, then after that, it says that, وَلَعْبٌ وَلَحْوٌ. You know, lahw is, you know, I want my Nintendo Wii. You know, that's lahw. You know, there's some purpose to that. You know, I want my PS2. You know, I want my, you know, things like that. So there's some meaning to that game, whether that be a board game, whether that be a, you know, computer or something. There's some amount of meaning, because that stage have gone already. You know, at that stage, you know, if you give that child, you know, I should have mentioned that a bit earlier, but I think, you know, in America we could say on that stage as well. What do I mean by that is this, that, you know, if at that age of lahu, you know, that purposeful play, there's some goal to it. If you give that child, you know, go, my son, play with the box of the shoes which I bought from Macy's the other day. You know, he will say, what are you talking about? You know, not only he will not play, he will say a few things to you as well. Right? So lahav is really a play with a goal, with some purpose. There's something, there's an achievement, one after the other. Oh, I finish that level, this level, so on and so forth. You keep on going, but still it's a play. So it's lahav. Wazinatun. And then after that is the zina, is the beauty. You know, I want the name branded clothes. You know, you check yourself in the mirror. How do you look? You know, 10, 15 times you're checking yourself in the mirror. You know, this is the beauty of God. That if you see 15 times your dad itself, you get tired of him. But you see yourself 100 times in the mirror, you will never be tired. So it's zenith. It's beauty. You know, you want name brand clothes. You want that name brand shoes. You know, your friend got it in the school, so you want the same thing that he has. You know, all of these things is that stage. You know, you want the Pandoras. You know, the new fashion. You know, the girls, they have that thing. You know, I don't know if you have it here or not. In England, it's going on. You know, it's spreading like wildfire there. You know, so you have all of these items of beauty to look good, you know, facials and so on and so forth. Okay, after that, zinatun. But, okay, on this stage, that computer game is not of that value. You're not into it. You're gone past that, you know, but I'm still into it. No, I'm just kidding. Right, you know, what was the latest game of Wii, you know, this Christmas, I don't know. Okay, so after that is zenith, right, that beauty, you know, and then وَتَفَاخُرُوا بَيْنَكُمْ تَفَاخُرْ فَخْرْ فُرُوشِي, as they say in Farsi. You know, I have this job, I'm a consultant, I fly this place, I fly that place, they invite me for that, they invite me for that, to give me a talk, to give me a conference, so on and so forth. It's فَخْرْ, I have this many houses. You know, I have this much of bank balance, and it's fakhr. You know, that stage is gone. He's no longer interested in that play. You know, he was into, you know, Niners and Kansas, and he's finished now. He's somewhere else now. You know, someone is laughing there, sitting on the left. So he's on that stage. It's gone. You know, but alhamdulillah, he's not on that stage where it is fakhr wurushi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase whoever that person is. He's in tawfiqat. So here, after that is what? Tafakhuru bainakum. Tafakhur between that. Wa takasuru fi amwal wa awlad. Even, you know, multiplying the amwal. Multiplying of awlad. That becomes of a value. I have 3 kids, I have 4 kids, I have 5 kids, or I have 8. You know, that is, wow, mashallah. You know, takasur fi amwal wa awlad. That's another stage of life. So at that stage, he's not really worried about that shoebox he was playing, you know, when he was a kid. You know, he doesn't even care about that, right? He doesn't even want to recycle it, you know, go green, right? You know, he just throws it, you know. So what we are talking about here is that he's on a level, that's the final stage where he's into this, you know, takasur fi amwal wa awlad, but that's the end of it. It finishes there. What is after that? It's end. You know, he reaches, that journey finishes there with that death. You know, but what is real is the hereafter. That a person will always be there. You know, a person would live and grow there as a matter of fact. You know, the perfection, the level of perfection doesn't really end there. It just keeps on going. But he makes the hereafter from this very dunya itself. You know, this dunya, these stages of dunya, it's gone. And then in the next verse, you know, this hadith, inshallah, you can check it out later on. It talks about the stages of the akhirah, the different levels, which we don't want to get into, inshallah, maybe tomorrow. We will look into that. And also, we have to, because it's the last night, we will look into the day of Qiyamah itself and how the souls they come back to life from the grave and what happens and so on and so forth. So therefore, these are the stages of life being described by Quran. And it finishes, and what remains is that really hereafter. And what we have really made of this world, have we really utilized it? And the way to really make sure that we are treating it properly, we are using it properly, that is, you know, if you ask any businessman, any business person, he would say calculate. You got to calculate, budget it. You know, you have to calculate. That's why it says, you know, tuhasibu, do a muhasiba, you know, qabla an. Before they do muhasibah to you, before they calculate you, before they, you know, see what you have done, you yourself should do that. And even in that calculation, you know, that tawajjuh is required, that focusing. Is it really for the purpose of Imam Hussein? Is it really for the purpose of Ahl Bayt? Is it really for the purpose of Allah? Or is it really, no, just me? It's really because I want to be called Haji, I want to go to Ziyarat, I should be known as, you know, is it for that or is it for something else? Is it really for Lillah? It's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the hereafter really sits on that, the quality. You know, they say that what we've been judged and what we will be given is because of that intention, because of the quality of action. You know, the abundance doesn't really count as such. You know, God is so merciful, even over there. They even have this as well. Lama Tabatabai in Meizan discusses this about, we will give you the best life. You know, if a person does, have iman and does amale sahale, you know, he will be given a life which is a good life. Over there, he mentions that, you know, Allah is so merciful that He will give you the sawab of the best action. Meaning that if I have done one ziyarat with that pure sincerity and intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide me of the other ziyarat, the sawab that we'll have with that best action. That's how merciful God is. Right? So it's really refining that act. And that at least one act becomes the ultimate and refined. And that it covers the other acts that I have done. You know, so we have to target that ikhlas, that purity in it. And that is really seen. And we learn that from the ashab of Imam Hussein and from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. That one after the other, they were going in the battlefield, 11 year old, 6 month old. You know, that refined act, that khalis act. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam was training them that their act become the best of the best. That their act become the example, you know, for the future generations to come to ila yawm al-qiyamah. And that test was done by Imam Hussain alayhi salam, one after the other. Oh Qasim, you know, why do you want to die? Your name is not there. Oh Abbas, go speak to Shimr and say that you don't want to, you know, join them. Even though Hazrat Abbas, you know, in the tent listening to Shimr, he said, I don't want to go. But Imam says, you go there and you come back. So that his return from life becomes greater. He springs open the well for Wahab and the mother of Wahab. He gives life. What more a person wants in a desert when the family is deserted and have no water? What more he wants than a spring? That's life. But even what did Wahab and the Wahab of mother of Wahab did? No, they went to with Wahab Abdullah. That ikhlas, that purity. One after the other. But as been mentioned, where the fourth Imam says that sacrificing was in our lineage, but looking at women and children in this fashion, it's not for us. It wasn't easy after Ashura for the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, going from one city to the other, being chained, ropes being tied to them in their necks, on their arms. As they say that when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was about to leave, Hazrat Zainab says that, O son, I have forgotten to do or carry out the wasiyat of what the mother have said. And then she kisses the neck of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And here in return, Imam Hussein says, I have to carry out the wasiyat of my father. And he kisses the hands of Hazrat Zainab salamu alayha. This will be the place that the ropes will be tied after us. It's been reported that a man in a form of a dream sees. This is Ayatullah Ishtihardi in his book, he has mentioned this, the reference of it, that Hazrat Zahra comes to a person or a personality such as either it was Allama Majlisi, Taqi or Baqir, one of them, but Allama Majlisi, and he was giving the musibat of Imam Hussein. And here she says, read that musibat of Hussein when he was leaving the Qiyam. And when Hussein was leaving, parted farewell to everybody, and his horse is not moving forward. And he says, O Zuljana, I know you've been to the Maqtal a lot today. This is the last ride for you. But it doesn't move. Then he realizes that Sakina is holding the horse, is not allowing the horse to move. Hussein gets down, hugs the little Sakina, kisses her, and then he says that it is something that he has to do. And we mentioned earlier that Hazrat Sakina was, in terms of her spirituality, was on a level that she could hear the recitation of the Quran from the head of Hussein. It requires that spiritual insight to really hear that. She was on that maqam. Why not be the case? Because she resembled Fatima, and that's why Hussein liked her so much. And here Imam Hussein explained, she said, "Yes, father, Bismillah, go ahead. But oh father, before you go, why don't you place the hand on my head the way you had placed the children of Muslim? Treat me like an orphan before you go, oh my father." This was considered to be the greatest musibat of Hussein. It was not easy for Hussein. And when Hussein is leaving, he notices that someone is running behind saying, "Mahlan, mahla, ya ibn Zahra. Slow down, oh slow down, oh son of Zahra. Let me take a nice look at you before you leave. Because you were there for me all the time. When my mother died, when our mother died, when Ali died, when our father died, when Imam Hassan died, you were there. You were the support." And then after that, you know the whole episode of Maqtal. But now tonight I want to talk about that Qurrat al-Ayn of the Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Hazrat Sakina, that 3-year-old, that 4-year-old. They say that in the prison of Sham, she saw Imam Hussein in the dream. And then she wakes up crying, which makes the prison mates, which makes the women and children cry alongside with Hazrat Sakina. She is not stopping, which disturbs the sleep of Yazid. And when Yazid inquires that what's happening, he was reported this is the case. Then Yazid says very swiftly and very easily, "Send the head of Hussein to that little girl, 4-year-old, the head of the father." As the head was sent into the prison, the ladies, they came in order to do the ziyarat of Hussein's. And head was passed to Hazrat Sakina, and she places in her lap, and here she recites that marsiya. Look at the marsiya of Hazrat Sakina. The first thing that she says, that, "Oh father, did they give you water before they slaughtered you?" Then she kisses the veins of the neck of Hussein. Then after that she asks that, "Oh father, how come your beard have turned red with your blood? What they have done to you?" No doubt we remember that hour, that incident when Imam Hussein alayhi salam, with that blood of Asghar, places to her beard and he says, "This is how I will meet my grandfather." Then after that she kisses the lips of Hussein, and here she says, "Oh father, after you were gone, they burnt our tents. Oh father, after you were gone, they snatched my earrings. Oh father, after you were gone, they used to slap us and hit us. Oh father, after you were gone, we were stranded outside Sham for more than 48 hours. Oh father, when you were gone, they wanted to buy me like a slave girl in the Darbar Sham." She cried and complained to the father. And all of a sudden she goes quiet, and here Zainab says, "Oh Sajjad, look at Sakina. This is the amanat of Hussein that he has given to me before he was leaving." And here Sajjad shakes the son of Sakina and he says, "Inna Allah wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Sakina is no longer with us, her soul has departed. The mazlumiyat becomes worse, especially when someone dies in a journey. But this is not just a journey as such, but they are the prisoners as well. Who will bury Sakina? Who will give the coffin to Sakina? he was buried. There isn't any report that people have provided any new shirt to Sakina from the journey from Kufa to Sham. Sakina was buried in that very burnt and torn kurta. Allah lanatullah ala qawm al-zalim. اللهم وندعوك باسمك العظيم العظم الأجل.